Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, starting at Mud Aleph and Halach Evov, Zog the Mishnah. Ha'even Shebe Kiruyo. Kiruyo is a shell of a gourd, which is used to draw water from a well. So if there's a stone in that gourd, in that shell, Im mimalim bo vein unufelis, if you can fill water into the gourd, and the stone will not fall out, so mimalim bo, then you can use it on Shabbos. Vim lav, if the stone falls out from it, ein mimalim bo, we don't fill it on Shabbos. And the understanding is, we'll see in the Gemara, is because the gourd becomes a basis, becomes a base for the stone, because it's used to carry the stone. So it's also to use it on Shabbos. Zmoiro shikshura betafiach. A vine which is connected to a bucket, mimalim bo b'Shabbos. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos because it becomes the handle of the bucket. Says the Gemara. Gemara quotes a Mishnah that we'll see later in the Masechta that it says a person can take a kalkola, a basket, ve'aven b'soicho. Says the Gemara. Anantanin and our gear. So the Mishnah was ha'aven b'soicho. You're allowed to carry a basket that has a stone in it. Tani devei Rabbi ve'aichlin ve'aven b'soicho. The Brisa that was in the Bismillah of Rabbi said, you have to have food in stone. You can't just carry a basket with a stone because it's mukta. Only if you have in it two things, food, which is mutter, and the stone, then you can carry it. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Ravo, he says, Ispalgum b'chir ba Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. The machlekes of b'chir ba Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. B'chir ba Yosef ke masniso. Rabbi Yochanan ke adod etani devei Rabbi. Rav b'chir ba Yosef is like the Mishnah that you can carry a basket that has a stone in it. And it doesn't become a basis, ladovar asur, a base is something which is asur. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Tain Dvei Rebbe, that if you have a stone only, you're not like carry it unless you have food in it. So go masniso, pligo al Rabbi Yochanan. The our Mishnah is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Because it says in our Mishnah, ha'evin should be kiruyo, imimalim bo vein unafelis, imimalim bo. We learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. If you have this gourd shell, and you have a stone in it, so if the stone doesn't fall, you can carry the gourd. What about the stone? It's not, doesn't become a basis. So the chur, that's a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, because it's connected to it, it doesn't fall. What did the Mishnah say? The stone doesn't fall when you pick up the gourd. So because it doesn't fall, it's considered to be part of the body of the gourd. It's not considered to be in the gourd. That's why the gourd is not a basis to it, because it's part of it. The safe of pligo abchir by Yosef. The end of our Mishnah argues on abchir by Yosef, because it says v'im lav ein malimbo. You can, if the stone falls from it, you're not allowed to carry it. So you see, you can't carry something that has a stone in it. So the more ma'aviyud and kevan sheyasur la'achbid kinesa kemetalta kiruria al gabei heaven. Says here it's different. Why do you put a stone into these gourds? The gourd is used to draw water from a well, but if you don't have a stone in it, it's too light. And it's going to float. It's not going to sink into the water. So therefore, you put a stone into it to make it a little heavier. So the stone is what makes this gourd usable. That's why it becomes a basis for it. But a regular basket that has a stone in it, it doesn't become a basis to the stone. So says the Gemara, ma'avad la b'yichanon, meaning, what are you going to do with the ratio? If you're saying now that this gourd needs the stone, so the chur should be a basis to it. And Rav Chaim says, really, this question goes also according to the other manama. Because you just said that if you need a stone, so then the stone is chashuv and the gourd is only a basis to that. Says the Gemara, nice kemetal tel kiruya atzma. Similar answer to before. Once the stone is stuck so strongly into the gourd, it doesn't fall off. So as if you're carrying the actual gourd, even though the stone is there, it's part of the gourd. Masnizu pligol Rabbi Yochanan, the following Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, Noitel odom bnoi ve'evin biyodoi. Prison can carry his son, and the son is holding to a stone. And then it says the part that kalkalo ve'evin besoich, you can take a basket with a stone. So the basket with a stone, we explained. That the gear says that you have food in it, according to Rabbi Yochanan. As the Gemara quotes right away, it's not only the stone in the basket, it's food as well. But what about the kid? How can you carry the kid holding on to the stone? Says the Gemara, Rav Koyen, Meshav Rabbanan and Taman. Rav Koyen is a unique name that we have in the Yerushalmi. He says, in the name of Rabbanan from Bavel, Tinoik Osuoy Soike Oichlin. The kid himself is considered to be like food. You're not carrying the kid who's holding a stone. You're carrying the kid, which is the food, and has stone with it. It's as if you're carrying food and stone together, which is allowed. Tamanami, there in Bavel, they say, Osu ha'evim b'yadatinoi ke'kamiya mumche b'yadatinoi. A kamiya is an amulet, and you're allowed to take a child that has an amulet with him because he needs it. So this kid, when he's playing with a stone, he really needs a stone. That's part of his toy. And if you take it away from him, he cries. So he needs it. So therefore, you can carry the child with a stone. He's not just carrying a stone. The stone is needed for the child. Halacha zayin zok the Mishnah. When you have a seal that you put on the window shutter, if it's tied and hanged, both, so you see it's connected to the window, and it's very clear that it's connected to the window because it's hanging in the air. Poi kikim boy. Then you could go and shut the window with it. V'im lav, if not, ain't poi kikim boy. You're not allowed to shut the window with it because it looks like moisiv alabini. It looks like his boyne, like his building. So therefore they said, yes, you have to be clear that it's something which is connected to the window and part of the window. You can use it to shut the window in any case. Continues the Mishnah called Kisuyei HaKelim, the covers of the vessels. Sheishlem Beis Achizo, that they have a handle to them. Nitolim B'Shabbos, because if they have the handle, it's clear that it's being used to put it off. You're not just leaving the cover over there. Continues the Mishnah of Kubeisim with Beis. Omar Beis, Hiba Medvarem, Morim B'Kisuyei HaKarkores. Only covers they're using in the ground, meaning you have some pits or some Kelim that are connected to the ground, and you're covering them. So if it has handles, it's okay. And if not, it's as if you're boyne, you're building on the ground. But if it's just vessels, movable vessels, so then their covers you could carry even if it doesn't have a handle, because that's already too much to be choshish, that it looks like you're adding on a binyan, if this binyan is binyan bekelim and not bekarka. Says the Gemara, quotes something from Seches Eruvin, because the Mishnah says that a nogar, a door bolt, are you allowed to carry it on Shabbos or not? So Chachom and Abiyudah argue. Chachom says you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And Abiyudah says you're allowed to lock with it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah there says, Nogar HaNigro. It's a bolt which is dragged. So explains the Gemara. Ezu Nogar HaNigro. What is Nogar HaNigro? Well, as long as it's tied to the door that you're going to be using, even though it's not hanged in the air, it's good enough. Chilfai, push me. This we saw earlier in the Gemara. Chilfai took me. Ve'irani nogar mishel beis Rebbe, and he showed me the bolt, the door bolt of Rebbe, of the house of Rebbe. Kosher abishein atoli. It was tied up, but it was not hung on the door. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asi chidoy docho." What says over here? Shitas yochid. That the Mishnah over here said in the name of Rabbi Lezo, you have to have kosher vetoli. It has to be both tied and hung. Kistomo de Tamon, like the Stam Mishnah there, that says the Rabbanon do not allow to use a Nogar and Negro. V'yichido Tamon, the Shitas Yochid over there, which is Rabbi Yudo, that says that you could use Nogar and Negro, Kistomo de Ocho, like the Stam Mishnah by us, that says that you don't need to have it kosher v'tolo, you don't have to have it tied and hung. Rabbi Chaim points out from here, Mashma from here, that even in our Mishnah, when Chaim say you don't have to have it, doesn't mean you don't have to have it tied at all. I mean, it doesn't have to be hung, but it does have to be tied. It has to be tied to the window. So the Gemara, Abayisi by Kamir Avyum Yo, Heach Avdinu, what do we do, Lamaise? Omali, Mima Doma Abayichon Mashcheni Chilfai, Chilfai push me, pull me. Ve'irani Noga Mishabiri Rebbe, Kosher Abishen Utoli. He showed me the base Rebbe, that's what they did. They used the bolt, which is tied, but not hung. That means we pass on this way, that you don't have to have both Kosher Vitoli, and as long as it's just connected to the door, it's fine. Also, we pass like a bude that has to be tied, not hung, and has to be tied to the door. It's not only enough that it has to be tied to the door. It has to be tied with material that can hold on to the bolt. A material that can carry the bolt. The bolt of Ablozer was tied with gemi. It was tied with reed grass, meaning that even though the reed grass can hold to the bolt, it will tear off. It's only a heker be'alma to show that it's connected to the door in order to be able to use it. Nishmat aser. If the bolt fell off from the rope that's holding it, it's aser to use it. Nikmaz. If this reed got bent, but it's not completely cut off, but it's still connected, but it's not any more straight. It doesn't look like a good connection. So Rabbi Yaakov Bachav Shabbanon Medadeu Birashay Tzboiso. You can use it, but not in the regular way. Don't carry the bowl, just push with your fingers. If it's completely disconnected, this bowl is also to use. But if it's connected, just not in a great way, then you have to use it a little bit bishinu, not in the regular way. Says the Gemara, Kisuya Kalim, that if you have the covers of the Kalim, the Mishnah says, you'll have to use it only if it has a handle. And said Rabbi Yossi, that's only Kisuya Kakar, it's only what you connect to the ground. But if it's movable, you don't have to have a handle. Says the Gemara, Abba Bar Kahana, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, B'Shem Rav, they said the name of Rav, Halacha Kerbesi, Paskan La Kerbesi, that the movable Kalim, you don't, that you could use the covers even without a handle. And with this, we conclude the 17th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Hadron Aloch Perikola Kalim, Hadron Aloch Perikola Kalim, and with this we conclude Yushami Shabbos Daf Kuv Beis.